before a live studio audience. Fine. It's been a pleasure serving.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. Is this for me?
Yes.
Wow, a quarter! He left me a whole quarter.
Hey, look.
Considering all that great service I gave him, I was expecting a big tip, but nothing of this magnitude.
Hey, man, hold on.
That does it. Thanks to him, I am on easy street. Now I'm going to retire.
Hey, look, all right. I'll give you some more, okay? Here. You have change of a 10?
Yeah. Now beat it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your
Everybody, I'm warning you. Better stay on my good side today.
Cliff, I've looked at you from every angle. There is no good side.
Ooh, what's the problem there, Cliffy?
A couple moved in next door to me and Ma. Mm-hmm. Just not our kind of people. They're loud, they're noisy, they're up till all hours playing their bebop music. Automobile parts strewn all over the yard. Nothing I can use.
Why don't you just have a word with these people, Cliffy?
Not the type of people you just have a word with, you know what I mean? If I talk to them, it's only going to lead to a fight, and you know what I'm liable to do.
Yeah, wet yourself.
Oh, my God. It's my boss. He saw me slip out early. He's come here to fire me.
You got here the same time you always do.
I know. I always leave early. I refuse to be one of those little cowardly clock watchers, Diane. As soon as my supervisor turns his head, I always slip out the heating duct.
How would he know you're here?
The company's full of spies.
Really?
Yeah, they know everything about you. They even keep track of your sex habits. Thank God I don't have any. He's coming this way. Cliffy, cover for me.
Yeah, Roger.
Well, wait a minute. Excuse me, wasn't that Norm Peterson?
No, there's no Norm Peterson in here. As a matter of fact, I don't even know a Norm Peterson.
Are you sure? The man that just ran into the men's room with his jacket pulled over his head?
Absolutely not. Probably just somebody who looked like Norm Peterson. Who I don't know.
I see.
Uh-huh.
And, what's this on the floor? Foam insulation from our heating duct. My information is correct. Peterson, you in here?
Were you talking to me?
What are you doing in there?
Sir, this is awfully close to being an invasion of privacy, darn it.
Well, I want to talk to you.
I'll wait outside. No, sir, I know what you're probably going to do to me, and this does seem like the appropriate place for it.
All right. Peterson, we've been making some organizational changes in the company, and starting tomorrow, we want you to be our corporate killer.
Guy who fires people?
That's right. You see, we decided that terminating employees puts too much stress on our executives. We think you'll be perfect.
Why me?
Because studies have shown that it's particularly humiliating when you're fired by somebody who is clearly and markedly superior to yourself. And that just wouldn't be the case with you, Norman. See, you're just an ordinary Joe. As a matter of fact, we checked out your home life. You have absolutely nothing anyone could possibly envy or resent.
I'm honored, sir. But it just sounds like a horrible job, frankly.
It's a 300% raise, and if you don't take it, you're fired.
Sir, I will have you know that I cannot be bought, and I cannot be threatened. But you put the two together, and I'm your man.
Carla, have you given any thought to using some form of natural childbirth this time?
I always use the Lamont method.
No, you mean Lamont's.
No, Lamont's. I scream like a Ferrari.
Evening, everybody.
Hello! What will you have, Norm?
Well, I'm in a gambling mood, Sammy. I'll take a glass of whatever comes out of that tap.
Oh, looks like beer, Norm.
Call me Mr. Lucky, eh? Take another one for my young friend there.
So, Mr. Lucky, who is your young friend over there?
Well, it's my first assignment, Cliffy. I was supposed to fire that guy first thing in the morning. Haven't been able to do it yet.
You mean you've been with a guy all day and you haven't canned him?
Such a sweet young kid. I just can't tear his heart out.
Oh, can I do it, please?
Mind? I know what you're talking about. You know, it's always hard to fire people. Of course, I always give my waitresses the benefit of a severance boink.
That or the money equivalent, $1.14.
As I recall, you were always after an advance.
Oh, Sam. They're always bringing that up, trying to relive those few precious weeks with the only woman you ever dated who knew how to spell your name.
As I recall, you used to spell it E-X-T-A-S-Y.
You got the X right. And it's going to stay that way.
Hey, would you two mind if we moved on to something a little more interesting than your star-crossed romance, please?
Sorry?
Come on, Norm. What could be more interesting than another gripping episode of The Young and the Chestless?
I'm sorry, where were... when are you going to talk to the guy?
I don't know. I've been struggling with it all day, Sammy. I was going to tell him at lunch, you know, but we're enjoying ourselves so much, it just seemed gauche. So I thought I'd take him to a movie, you know, and try to get him relaxed a bit.
And you couldn't tell him there either?
No, but I came awfully close at the ballgame.
Norman, as you know, no one is more sensitive than I. And I say, putting it off is of no value to you or the boy.
You're right.
Yeah. Thanks for the beer, Mr. Peterson.
Sure.
I sure have had a good time today. Sure we won't get in any trouble?
Oh, no. Besides, it's great to get away from that old sweatshop anyway, isn't it?
Are you kidding? I love my job. The 5 months I've had it have been the best of my life.
Isn't that exaggerating just a little bit, Billy?
Not at all. Mr. Peterson, ever since I could remember, I dreamed of being an accountant. From the age of 6, I did odd jobs so I could put myself through college. Now that I have it, I feel like I've got the world at my feet. I just put a down payment on a house. Now, maybe it was a little more than we wanted to spend, but escrow closed today, so there's no turning back now. Besides, with my wife pregnant, we're going to need the room.
Well, you know, my wife and I are trying to have a baby, actually.
Hey, that's great! Our kids are going to play together at the company picnic.
I don't think so, Billy.
Why not?
Because you're fired.
I'm fired?
Yes, it's not your fault. Your history, Billy. It's a damn company. They're cutting back all over the place.
You're a good accountant.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe it.
So fairly, you're so damn young.
That's right, I am young. I've got that going for me. I'll start over. I'll find something else.
Oh, this job market, good luck.
Shh, there, Mr. Peterson. Don't you worry about me. I'll be just fine.
I'm going to make you happy and proud again. Now, are you going to be okay? Come on, show me a big smile. Come on, come on. Attaboy. Come on.
Stand up here, come on. Get him a beer there, Dad. Come on.
So how'd it go, Norm?
Wait, Carla. The damn company. What do they know about the pride in a young wife's eye? An unborn child or a boy's love of a calculator?
No, stop torturing yourself.
And us.
Oh, I guess Billy Richter is not going to be the only one with an autograph. I'm not going to have to be a corporate killer.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Excuse me. I watch you with that young man over there, and I want to tell you that I've never seen anything like that.
Hey, pal. Look, this is the 1980s. It's okay for a man to cry.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course, you never catch me doing it. Maybe a manly tear or two, but never blubbering.
I'm Phil Wagner. It's a policy at Talbot International to send a representative to check on how their employees handle new assignments. I've been following you around all day.
All day?
That's right. Now, by the way, how'd you like Rice's catch in the third inning?
It's a great catch. Look, sir, I guess you're going to tell him to find another killer, and I have to say I'm relieved, actually.
Peterson, you made that man feel that he was fired from a sensitive, caring company. It was brilliant. Now, I'm going to recommend that they give you that corner office on the third floor, overlooking the parking lot.
But isn't that Mr. Peabody's office?
Not after you talk with him tomorrow.
That's it. I've had it. Those neighbors have pushed me too far this time.
What happened now, Clifford?
Last night they decided to have a party. Cars parked all over the block, loud music, carousing, and who all knows what else. And all this on a school night. You know, I think it's high time they found out what you get when you cross a Clavin.
Someone crossed one with a chicken and got you.
I beg your pardon.
Come on, you come in here shooting your mouth off about this guy every night, but you don't do anything. I think you're afraid to stand up to him.
I'm not afraid of anything. And one of these days I'm going to tell that jerk exactly what I think of him.
Oh, yeah? All right. Here you go. Write him a lip.
Oh, you don't think I will, huh? All right. Howdy, neighbor. Please don't take this the wrong way.
Do that, howdy, neighbor. Let me do this. Dear vile scurvy rat, whose existence stinks up the planet.
Yeah, I guess that is a bit stronger.
Where's Norm?
He's in the back room dropping the axe on his latest victim.
Oh. It'll be all right. I'll find another job. Someday.
You promise?
I promise. Now buck up.
That man, the prince.
Norman, why do you keep putting yourself through this? You must be emotionally drained at the end of the day.
Yeah, I am, but, hey, I'm good at it, huh? Finally found something in life that I'm good at. Pity.
Now, we just gotta finish it off with a real doozy. Does he have any disabilities you can make fun of?
No. Why, his wife is not a particularly handsome woman.
Oh, good, good. Bark hello to your wife from me. Yours in disgust? Sign that.
Sign it with pleasure. Well, mail this at my Ilias Convenience.
Fork it over. It's going out in today's mail.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
Look, Clavin, just think of this as your ticket out of Weenie Town.
Carl, I made that trip a long time ago.
Yeah, but they threw you out at Dinkville.
I'm sorry, Norm. Your office called. They're sending over a John Parker.
Another one?
Yeah.
Last one of the day, I guess. Let's see what we got here. John Parker. 35 years at the company, huh? The widower. Supports sickly parents. Oh, no, 3 foster children. So sad, so sad.
Afternoon, Sam. And how are we today?
We're fine, Walt. How are you doing?
Well, it hasn't been an easy day. But any day I carry the U.S. mail, I count myself a lucky and useful human being.
Are all you guys like this?
Like what?
Never mind.
Hold on a sec, Walt. I got some outgoing mail here.
Sure thing.
How do you like that? Just talked to Mom. My neighbor's cleaning up his yard as we speak. He said he would have gotten through it sooner, but he's been in training for the World Light Heavyweight Kickboxing Championship. Yeah, he would have made a worthy adversary for me, but it's good I found out before that letter was mailed.
That's excellent use of the 9-digit zip code, Sam. Consider these letters in the hands of the addressees.
Hey, hold on here. Twitchell, isn't it?
That's right.
Clavin, South Central Branch, SCB.
Oh, right.
Yeah, listen, Twitch, you got a letter in that bag that I don't need to have mailed, so I'd appreciate it if I could have it back.
Sorry.
Hey, what do you mean, sorry?
Well, I can't give it back. Any letter on my person for the express purpose of delivery receives the same sanctity it would be afforded in any U.S. mail receptacle.
Yeah, but look, this is a very personal, important matter to me.
Well, you know the rules. Hey, this is my bet. Get your hands off that. That's a bet for defense, you know. Hey, what do you think you're doing now? Hey, now. Hey. Get out of here. That's Clavin. Clavin with a C, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
They're going to have your bags.
Your mother's a bag. All right, that's something. Put a uniform on some guys, it turns them right into a fascist. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if that guy had deep sexual problems.
Norm is sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, a baby with a license to kill.
Well, I guess this job is taking its toll. I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Oh, he's probably dreaming about what every man dreams about.
In your case, that would be me.
I hardly think that Norm is dreaming about you. I stand corrected.
Hey,
you okay?
Wake up. No, I'm fine. Strangest dream.
What was that?
So weird, Sam. So it's really dark, you know, and cold and eerie. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, you know. I mean, it was nowhere, but it was definitely somewhere, you know. There was this endless line of accountants there, right? And it was my job to make them go through a pair of elevator doors. Going down. One by one, they went, Sammy, falling, screaming into a bottomless pit. And I turned around. There's this accountant who's wearing a blindfold, right? I went up to him. No, quick. I'm just demonstrating. demonstrating. You know, it's just... All right.
Norman, don't you see what this dream means? A very precious part of you feels as if it's being destroyed by this job. The burden of your guilt is insupportable.
Hey, look, I never said I was in love with this job, okay? As a matter of fact, I think it stinks, all right? But it is important. These guys would all be fired anyway. And I'm just providing a service, okay? I'm helping them through one of life's most painful experiences.
Norman, these executives are having you do their dirty work. You are their Judas goat.
Oh, come on. Just lighten up, will you, Diane?
Well, I mean it. You should have more pride than to do repugnant tasks for people at their bidding.
You want to wipe up that far sweat?
Right away.
Can I get you something?
No. You okay?
No. Norm Peterson invited me for a beer at Cheers.
Uh-huh. Well, he's sitting down right over there.
So that's him. Hi, you must be John Parker. Hi, Norm Peterson here.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's really terrible what you have to do to me, isn't it?
You mean you know why you're here?
Everybody down at the company knows about you.
Well, then, John, I guess there's really nothing left to say, is there?
What do you mean? Where's my sympathy? Where's the caring? Where's the tears?
Well, I do feel bad for you, John.
Doesn't look like it.
No, honestly, John, I feel just awful. You have foster children, I believe, right, Fun?
Yes. And one of them needs braces.
Oh, braces.
You know, Peterson, I would rather have somebody come right out and fire me honestly than fake sentiment. No, you hide your true feelings behind a shower of crocodile tears.
John, listen. John, wait a second. Let me try again, John. Sickly fire. Look at me. I'm dry as a bone.
Do you know what's happening to you, Norman? You're becoming callous and hard.
Yeah, I know. Give me the phone. And a beer.
What are you doing?
Quitting.
Oh,
I hate
calling Mr. Simpson and personnel. Tell him I'm resigning. Come on, let the bosses do their own dirty work for a change.
Good man.
Mr. Simpson? Yes, this is Norm Peterson, sir. We really have to have a look. Hello? Oh. Screamed and hung up. I'll try him again. Yes, is this Mr. Simpson's secretary? Hi, this is Norm Peterson. We seem to have been... Hello? Hello?
You see what's happening here, don't you?
Yeah. This is amazing. Why don't I just give Mr. Hecht the little call? You know, it was his scheme to begin with. Why don't I just tell him how good the little plan is going? Mr. Hecht, this is Norm Peterson.